Yo, 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 how's it going out there? Welcome back to another edition of the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show. My name's Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Hey, guess who's back in the studio today?
That's right, it's Brian Sox.
He introduced himself. That was awesome. Good to have you back, man. It's been absolutely, I don't know, when was the last time you were here? I don't remember.
It's a couple months ago. It had to be. I don't know.
Was it a couple months ago?
Maybe it was
years
ago. It
was recent, but not too recent.
It was recent, but not too.
Not recent enough.
It's great to have you back on the show. And actually, we just had to have this show today. All the stars, all the planets aligned for this one special occasion. And I think I don't know about you, Brian, or I don't know about you, Carolyn, but I experienced something absolutely new today. Something I've never experienced before in my whole entire life. And I think we all might have experienced the same event, but today, there was a freaking earthquake. That was nuts. That was absolutely nuts, man. I don't know if you guys ever been in an earthquake before?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Before today?
Yes.
Ooh, let's hear.
Well, a couple of them. Like, the first one that I remember was in 2003. And I was actually at your apartment, Joe, because it was finals at the end of, like, the fall semester.
Oh, yeah?
And you had this sound equipment that I needed for my sound class because I didn't have it on my computer. And I was like editing stuff. I think it was actually for How to Kill Fly the Girl Way video class. It might have been for my animation and sound class. I can't exactly remember what it was.
Wait, then I should have experienced this one too then, huh?
No, you were actually gone. You were in class and left me in your place. In the
left
basement.
You in my... Oh, okay. My place.
Yeah, and basically at that time, Joe was living in a basement in Richmond, Virginia, and basically the only light that you see is, you know, one little basement window, which I don't know what they call that.
I don't know how that changes. Actually, like,
but that small basement window.
In the Astray Studios is, like, minus that one small window because I blocked it with the carpet.
That's right.
Well, that's all I saw, and basically the computer was looking up at it, and basically, I just felt like small tremors. There's maybe like 2 seconds of rumbling.
Yeah.
And then it was over, and I was like, that was an earthquake. And I found out later. And
that
I don't
was
remember.
Pretty interesting.
I don't remember where the center of that one came from, but there were reports that an earthquake went around. But it was so minor compared to today. And the other earthquake that I barely remember was a few years ago, and it happened during night, and I was sleeping. And things just seemed to shake a little, and I basically was barely disturbed by it, and went back to bed.
You're like, I'm gonna shake it off.
It was one of those little rumbles too. It was like a 2 second rumble, and I guess like, I mean, they're not super common around here, but it happens every few years, so I'm kind of like, But today, I will say, I don't think I've been in any type of situation like how it was today. It was pretty major. I mean, we're not San Francisco, so for like Northern Virginia area and Richmond area to get this type of earthquake, it's kind of a big deal.
Because what was it, Brian? It was like
it was
a 5.96 something.
5.9 or...
They changed it to 5.8 recently, like an hour ago.
And also for one thing...
Not to be clarification.
Always
got to
be trying to put us down.
And also...
down to 5.8.
They're just trying to bring... They're like, oh, you guys aren't so tough.
Well, I originally was fighting for the 5.9 at work, but then everyone's like, it's 5.8.
Don't oversell it. And also, like, Brian, we were in different locations. Like, Brian, you're in the Richmond area.
Right.
You know, and I'm up here in the D.C. area. Carolyn's in the Fairfax area. And, I mean, I'm not in the D.C. area, but I was in a different area than what she was.
Right.
So we all could have felt something slightly different from this. And the first thing I heard after, like, when I was hearing news about it was, like, that the center, whatever the, you
epicenter.
Know, the epicenter was actually closer to Richmond. Yeah. Closer to your area, like so.
Wasn't it in Mineral, Virginia?
Yes.
Yeah, they're like it's the. I was like, people in Henrico. I was like, holy crap! They must have been terrorized down there. So I tried to like contact people, like sending texts. I couldn't even send a freaking text anywhere. Of course, I didn't call. I just text people.
Right.
How much do you really care?
Exactly.
And that was the one thing that I was thinking about. I was like,
care
hey man,
to text
if it was pretty like wall shaking over here, how was it? I know you might have experienced it different, but there must have been.
Yeah, where were you at,
well,
Brian?
I was in my car coming
Dude, rocking
back.
Out. Rocking out some
car,
tool.
Out.
So did you not feel it? Because the people that I know that were in their car did not feel it.
We'll see. I think it was different for a couple different people because I was in my car. My car is a piece of crap, so it feels like there's an earthquake going on all the time.
You're like, it's the air conditioning again.
But I didn't feel anything. I came back to the shop from lunch break, And my boss comes out. He's like, did you feel that? And I was like, feel what? And he's like, an earthquake just happened. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, man, earthquake. It shook the building over here.
So you missed it.
And I was like, no, I didn't feel any of that. And then I go to my box where my phone was, and there was like 4 messages and 4 missed calls. I'm like, what?
You didn't bring your phone with you?
Well, I had it with me. I put it in my toolbox when I got back. I guess I just didn't feel it in my pocket. I was rocking too hard.
Yeah, you're just... what were you listening to? Some of the CCR or something like that?
I don't know. I was, actually. I think I was listening to Johnny Cash station on Pandora.
Oh, then he has his own station. Oh, well, of course you can program it.
I programmed it as Johnny Cash, but it does play a lot of CCR in there.
Yes, hell yeah. And that's like, I mean, that's pretty interesting because you were easily just, you can, you know, the shocks in your car. I mean, when you're driving, I don't know what you would really feel unless it was like, you know, like Ghostbusters where the ground opens up. You're like, holy crap, there's an earthquake. Well, like, it's like, it's the, what's that movie with, The Day After Tomorrow, when you're like running away in a limo from the earth breaking.
The first thing that I thought of was like Kool-Aid Man crashing through. And I even posted a picture of that on like Facebook. Nice. Like, that was the first thing I did when I got back to a computer.
But you were like outside, so you probably didn't even know like when.
Yeah, I didn't really know when it hit. But the thing about the car, though, I'll get back to that real quick. Right after it had happened, or right when it happened, a customer pulled into our shop and said he felt like something was wrong with his car as he was driving. And then my boss told him, yeah, man, there was just an earthquake. And he was like, oh, okay.
I think he's shaking, man.
Pretty much.
The exhaust.
He's taking his money.
Yeah.
Can you diagnose this problem? Your car's real messed up. Let me fix that for you.
All right.
Where were you, Carolyn, when that happened?
I was at work. I don't know, remember the exact time of the earthquake, but it was possibly around 2 o'clock. But it was like a really funny situation because now looking back on it, I was like, man, that happened at work. I would want to like not be at work for
that. Well, how is the surroundings? Like, how is it set up?
First of all, my workplace, where I sit, I probably sit in the most far out space in the corner. And when I first chose my seat, basically our old workplace was a dump, and the roof was leaking and it was really bad and it smelled like mildew. And so the owners were like, hey, we need to get a new
place. So you worked in a sweatshop.
Yeah, pretty much. And also it's half of the summer, like the heat was crazy, and they had to let us go a few times because we were literally working in like 100 degree temperatures. They were like, you better work from home. Anyway, that was last summer. Well, this place we have now is actually like a pretty nice office building, and where I work, I'm basically in a corner with like 2 straight up windows looking out into like a foresty area, and it's really nice because I can look at the trees, and that's the reason why I took that spot. So like me and the art director, or I guess now he's like associate creative director, or what, I don't know whatever his title is, the associate creative director are like sitting in the corner area, and everyone else, it's like this diagonal long line of rows of desks, but they're not like cubicles. But
so it doesn't look
like
like office space or something like that, or does it look like the movie Office Space?
No, but I wouldn't call them cubicles, but we have a desk that connects to each other, and then there's like this little angle that makes it cut off from each other.
Yeah. So what were you doing like the moments before like the earthquake hit?
I was working, and you know, everyone pretty much was already at work, and we were just sitting there working, and then all of a sudden I felt like 2 small rumbles.
Because what time did this happen? This happened around 2 o'clock?
I guess maybe around 2. Yeah. So I felt like 2 small rumbles, and at first, like, I guess sometimes we hear people move stuff around, but not that often. So at first I thought it was like maybe like one of the tenants above or below us. Like moving a desk or something, you know, because I like immediately, and I had my headphones on at the time too, so I was like, okay, what's that? And then like a split second later, it was like straight up like rumble, 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 rumble for like 10 seconds. But the funny thing is like everyone else was just staring at each other, like making eyes with each other. And like, and then I was
like, what did you do?
Yeah, and I was like looking at, I was like looking at Andrew, and then like, like he looked at me, and then I was like, get out. Like, and then like,
shit's going down.
I know, and then we all like started to get up and like, you know, I guess it was like, no one was straight up like running, but I was like walking really fast. And then like, as we started getting to the door, like people were all like, oh, what's that? And they were all still like looking at each other. And I was like,
it's just a bunch
I was
of
like,
looking
fucking
at each
move.
Other.
I was like, basically, I was like, effing move.
You're
you know, like
you're like George Costanza.
No, and I said, I actually used the words. I was like, effing run. And then, like, the
did
guy.
Did you say effing or did
yeah,
you say fucking?
I said fucking run. Okay. I said fucking run.
Effing run.
And then, like.
What effing? What is that supposed to stand for?
Well, at this point, I don't know, like, what exactly is going on, but it was enough rumbling that, like, the whole, like, my whole mon, I have, like, dual monitors, and they were both, like, rumbling, and then the desk was rumbling, and it was, like, rumbling to a point where it wasn't just, like, oh, somebody's moving a desk. You know, like, it was, like, shit, like, this is an my first inclination was that it was an earthquake.
Right.
But it was, like, this is, like, nothing I've ever experienced before, like, that type of rumbling. And so, like, there was probably maybe, I don't know, 8 people, so I was like, fucking move, because we were all trying to get to the door. And it was all, the creative team were going out the back door. And all, like, the people that had offices were going out, like, the front door.
Did they do a full evacuation?
Yes. They did. So basically, when we got to, but when we were reaching out the door, like, the guy that sits next to me, he was like, you're supposed to walk in a, whatever, in a
single file
straight, like, he didn't say single file straight line, but he basically said, like, you're supposed to walk in a graceful manner or whatever, you know, right. In a calm manner. And then I was like, in my head I was like, yeah, if there's, like, you know, if you're in a crowd like HF Festival and they need to move 500 people, yeah, you walk together, like, as a giant group. You don't run, because obviously someone will get trampled. But if there's 8 people, just fucking run. You know what I mean? Like in my head I was like, dude, screw that, you know, like, no offense to you, but I was just like, I didn't, like.
Did you push someone?
No, but I was like, move it. Move
there's
people.
There's 8 people. You had, like, literally try to push
4
someone.
4 people in front of you are, like, texting.
I wouldn't want to. Yeah, and I'm like, move. And then, like, because everyone was just like, oh, what do we do? You know, it's like, it was like almost like so unprepared. Like, I was just like, leave the building, move. Well, actually,
that's one of the things that, you know, they were talking about on the news is, like, they're questioning
Is
this section really, like, prepared for earthquake? Okay,
so
it's not like it happens all the time, right?
Oh, no. So then when we, like, go out...
We're all waterproof,
but we're not even prepared for snow when it's...
Exactly. So when we go out, you know, like, the building is, like, glass. So, like, everyone's, like, standing right in front near the door. And I'm like, you know that if this building were to actually implode, like, the glass will come out? So I, like, move further out, you know?
Yeah.
So we sat around for probably, like, 15 minutes, hung out. And, like, I kept to myself, and I had my sketchbook with me. I brought, like, my bag with me, because I'm like, I'm not leaving my bag in there. I'm just going to grab my bag and leave. So, like, I just was in my sketchbook for a while, and then after 15 minutes, everyone's like, okay, well, I guess we'll go back in. Went back in. I, like, tweeted that picture of the Kool-Aid Man, or, like, I put it on Facebook, and then I was, like, researching the... I was researching the earthquake. And, like, it was awesome because, like, all the government agencies already had, like, legitimate information about the earthquake that happened 5 minutes prior. Like, it was already up there, and, like, already the numbers were up there, and, like, where it came from, and, like, Mineral, Virginia, and, like, right. So much stuff was, and also so much stuff was already being tweeted under the hashtag of earthquake.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Like, 2 seconds after the earthquake hit, I had my phone in my hand, and I tweeted, holy shit, it's an earthquake! I don't think it was done. I was like underneath there. See, I was like, this is a perfect time. I gotta be the first one to tweet the shit.
I think that
you guys
actually...
feel that? That was a fucking real earthquake. Oh, yeah, you all right?
See, but I admit that's the first thing I did when I got back to the computer. But then, like, if you really think about it, it's kind of, like, messed up because basically if anything really bad happens, everyone's just gonna be tweeting about it and not actually, like, doing a solution. You know, but, like, okay, so
what's the solution?
I mean a solution like, as if something bad happened. Like, let's say, like, people were seriously injured and everyone's just going to be sitting there tweeting or something.
The question,
I'm just saying.
But the question would be, so you first thought, like, when you first saw the rumble or you first felt the rumbling and you saw the screens move, you knew it was an earthquake, right?
Oh, yeah. See, like the first 2 rumbles were, like, small. So I first just thought that somebody was moving something.
See, like, for me, I felt like I was in a situation, I was really just working on my computer all day and just, like, uploading, getting software and shit. So, like, I felt like I was in a perfect situation to actually feel it beginning, middle, and end. Like, the whole day, I was already watching CNN. Miraculously, it was already on, and I was paying attention to this revolution that's happening in Libya. For some odd reason, I'm, like, totally... Like, I was talking about it yesterday. It's like, holy shit, so they're gonna... If they take over, like, his whole entire... His compound, it's gonna be a revolution. I was, like, blown away by this. I was like, they're gonna do it, man. So, like, I had that tuned into the morning because somehow they were already counting down to it. They're like, all right, this is when's gonna happen. And the one thing that amazed me was... Well, I'm gonna bring this up, was that, like, there was no... male news anchor on the on the battlegrounds. Like, I first saw that, I was like, you have you sent all your women in there in the middle of a crossfire?
And not just regular women, hot women.
Yeah, and I was like, totally.
I never see, like, any mediocre women news anchors on TV. And by mediocre, I mean, like, average looking.
Like literally.
Like, even, like, pretty average looking.
Like, literally, I was watching this while I was on my computer, and, like, they had their, the girl had, like, her helmet on CNN, and had their bulletproof vest, and while everyone around them is, like, hardcore, like, firing right next to her. She was like, oh, I gotta move. I'm feeling like the blast, like right next to me.
She's like, oh, I just took one in the back. I gotta go.
And then, you know, like people.
And she's like a supermodel.
You know, and like the people in the studio are like, oh, you need, you should, I think you should move out of the way there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, and they're like, you know, it's weird because they're all like nice and sitting in their office, and she's wearing full on gear, and like literally, like people are running around stealing from the compound, shooting everything. Like, and they're like,
you see one guy run by and just steal the camera.
Yeah, but that was the one thing. That was the one thing that amazed me is like she was even interviewing people who were like basically they were looting weapons.
Maybe if she just run by and like pick her up and throw her over the shoulder and like run off with
her. Well, I felt like one
like, I got your anchor.
One of the things that she was saying, like then she would walk by one of the rebels, then they would ask her, like, oh, what are you doing? Who are you doing? She's like, CNN. Oh, okay. CNN is like, CNN's on neutral territory there. But she was like opening up boxes. Like, they're like, oh, so what do you have in there? And they're like, oh, we got guns and rifles. Right. And then even one person walked by and he had a motherfucking gold shotgun.
A gold shotgun.
A straight up gold shotgun. What? I was like, this is unbelievable. So while this was happening, I got off the phone with my uncle who was looking for my for some reason, of course, my parents weren't answering the phone, so they called me. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I put that down, all of a sudden, you know, it was just like a whoa. And like in the back of my head, I was like, oh, what the fuck, man, is it trash day again? Because like I'm not gonna lie to you, like a lot of times, like in this area of Northern Virginia, like you would have planes, like I don't know, what are those fighter jets that they would be so low that they freaking rumble? Yeah. So I assumed that's what it was at first. I was like, oh, this again. And then all of a sudden,
trash collection plane.
Yeah. Of course, my dad was there also watching like the news because we're all into like the revolution. And we're like, yeah, man, this is just like what happened to Marcos in the Philippines. They're going to tear that shit down. Mm-mm. And we're all like, what are they going to do? We're all like speculating about this stuff. And then all of a sudden the rumble happens. And then like we like look at each other and we're like, huh, it's still sort of going. And all of a sudden, there was like a massive like, woo, and we're like, oh shit. And then we both actually like spring up and like we're like, you know, the first thing you do is like, you know, I believe that we both had the same idea of like, we need to get under a doorway, right?
Get under your desk.
Actually, you're not supposed to get under a doorway.
Oh, that was our first inclination. We're like, oh shit, let's get the fuck out of here. Let's get in the doorway. And then we ran down the hall, but then we both went in separate directions. And then we both reached and we're like, no, this way, not this way. Nice.
Don't you need to have an exit plan, man?
And then like, as soon as we got there, 5 seconds later, like, you know, we actually like literally heard shit like there's stuff falling, you know what I mean? And I was like, holy crap, this is horrible. I got a tweet.
Oh my god.
Like literally, I don't know why that was.
End of the world is going to be so disastrous.
No, but
you.
Like I was safe, you know what I mean?
It's just, I know, but
also I felt like at that moment, there was one of those moments because we're not really around people. You're not really around like other people will be like everyone confirming it's an earthquake. So I felt like, I have the scoop.
But was that was your incarnation that it was an earthquake?
Actually, yeah, like once it hit like a certain level, like literally it was like if you were in a cardboard box, like if you're a human in a cardboard box and someone just shook it. Like that, like it wasn't because I guess I felt like the tremors of the small quake before and I was like, oh, that's cool, I'll ride it out. But this one sort of felt legitimate, man. You know what I mean? It's like stuff behind me, stuff behind me like fell. I was like, well, this is the real deal. I'm not gonna fucking kid around here.
Also, like in my workplace,
I'm gonna tweet. I ain't kidding around.
Yeah, yeah. Because
we had like the glass. Like what freaked me out was the glass windows were like shaking. I was like, shit. Mm-hmm. Like I seriously was picturing like a couple seconds later the glass would just break open and like hit us. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know, like in my head, like I didn't straight up say it like that to everybody, but I was just like, fucking run. You know, like that.
Like, motherfucker, save yourself.
But it's like, but you know what I mean? Like people didn't know what to do. And like, we have like these temps.
You know what I mean?
We have these temps in the office and like, they're not as familiar with office. First of all, they're probably not familiar with earthquakes.
They don't know where the exits are.
They probably don't even know where the exits are, and they've only been there for like a week and a half or something. They hardly know us, and then like they were just sitting there, and I'm like, fucking run, dude! Like,
come on, man! Like, come on, like, hipster, come on. Get the fuck out of here!
I was like, run, man! Like, but like, but then okay, I didn't get to finish the rest of my story, but yeah, like the glass freaked me out. So then. We were out there for like 15 minutes. We came back in, you know, I told everybody online about the Kool-Aid man and like looked up the details because that's all I could think of was Kool-Aid. I was trying to come up with a cool joke for it. And then, so then after 5 minutes, they were like, so, we're not sure of the status of the building. So we're going to need everyone to evacuate. Like the owners of the actual building were like, please evacuate the building. And like right. My company doesn't like we're just a tenant in the building. And there's other businesses there and like lawyers and like dentists and right. Some other big company that I don't even know there. And like so we're like, oh shit. Like that's when I realized that I was like, this could get worse. You know, like so of course I take my bag with me and I go outside. And then at this time, once we all go outside, like my bosses like make sure that everyone has evacuated our company. And then all the temp people are asked to leave. They're like, you can go home for the day. And I was like, what? Because I guess there's liability if something happens to them.
Right.
It could be more horrible, I guess. So then I'm out there hanging outside. It's pretty hot out. All the shady places that had a little bench are like already occupied. So then I take the bench. Oh, meanwhile. Okay, so first I did take the bench that is in the straight up sun. But before that, like right after I sat down, I was like, man, I'm gonna move my car because my car is in like the underground parking lot area.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can. I was like, I think I can make it before anything bad happens. I was like, I can do this in like 2 minutes, and then like run down there, like get in my car, and like I sped off, and like then I parked my car in like the open area so that it wouldn't get like imploded. And so, then I got out of my car, and I have like running shoes in my trunk. And I took my running shoes with me, and then I went back up and waited with everybody else, like near the front of the building, back where I was before. I know it sounds lame.
Get your Air Jordans on just in case you gotta start.
Yeah, just in case you gotta start running, and you never know what's out there.
I'm gonna co-sign with that idea because actually, like after it was all said and done, that was the first thing I did. I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna put some shoes on. I need to get the fuck out. You know?
Hell yeah!
You know?
Give me a high five for that.
No one can see the high five.
No, they can hear it.
Like, it's weird how, like, you know, because I was barefooted. Well, not barefoot. I was wearing socks. And I was like, if shit goes down, I don't want me just wearing socks
right
and running
on,
in the forest.
Hell,
you know what I mean? I was like,
yes.
I was like, man, if shit's going to happen, I got to put this shit on. Let's
get
out. I
was so ready. I was seriously so ready for as much as I could for, like, apocalypse at that moment. Because everyone else was just chatty. And they're all like, earthquake.
You said were there people crying
and
stuff like that?
And then that's the other thing.
There's people crying.
There was somebody crying at my work, and like I mean, at one end of things, I kind of emphasize empathize with it, because it's like I really kind of felt bad for her. Cause she was seriously like shaken, like
shoo.
She was like stirred, not shaken, or whatever. Shaken, not stirred. I don't know.
Yes, she was.
No, because she was like, she was really crying, and she was like, her arms and stuff were shaking afterwards.
Just because she was
like,
scared?
Yeah, I think so. Unless she's been through like trauma before.
I mean, like it is sort of. I mean, the earth moved.
Yeah.
The earth moves all the time.
Yeah,
it's moving
like,
right now.
Yeah, but like the earth like slapped us.
I mean,
like,
I don't know.
You got slapped by the earth.
It was interesting seeing people's reactions because I sat on my bench and like I drew in my sketchbook because I'm like, in my head, I was like, this is a waste of my time. Like, I was like, you either, like...
I'm gonna draw the earthquake.
Damn you, earthquake. It's a waste of my time.
No, but, like, it was just a waste of time, like, sitting outside. And then, meanwhile, all the other companies were like, oh, let's go to TGI Fridays. And so they all, like... all the other companies were, like, leaving. Oh,
let's go to TGI Fridays.
I'm not even lying. Everybody else started trickling away, right? So then, at one point, the only people left is our company. And this is an hour and 15 minutes of sitting outside like this. And in my head, I'm like, how are they going to get somebody to even check the building to know if it's okay? You know, like, I'm sure every company out there was probably trying to look for someone to verify it. I don't know how they even do that.
just look for stress cracks, I guess, somewhere in the foundation.
Yeah, and then so then other people next to me...
Because it is like
me,
a concrete building, though, right?
Yeah.
Because that
yeah,
shit
you
could
see a crack.
Yeah.
But other people next to me were like port. Saying that they saw a crack. They're like, that crack wasn't there before.
I remember,
like, I was like freaking out because I was like, what?
I remember like people like on the news were looking at like the Washington Monument, and they're like, they were like speculating, I think it's tilting. You know what I mean? And then now they're all like, I don't know. Is this over? That, always
it,
sort of like
wasn't
that.
Wasn't it sinking like an inch every year?
Yeah,
I don't know, like man.
It does. And now I don't know the actual like
yeah, I don't either,
but measurements, but it does move a little bit each year.
So yeah. So down in Richmond, Brian, like what? Oh, are you still going? Okay, go ahead.
But what I was saying,
sorry.
But what I'm saying is it was different to see everybody's reactions. Like some people, like I admit, like at first I was like, what the F is this? Because I've never really been in that type of situation, you know? Like I'm not from California, I don't know how these things go. And but I did like quickly, I feel like once I got out of the building and like handled it, like I was like, okay, that's fine, everything's fine now, you know? Like I'm good. But like, there were seriously like seeing people, it's like, you never know what's gonna happen, and like, let's just say, like, cross your fingers, like, hopefully nothing seriously bad happens. But it's amazing how people are gonna react, like, because some people were like crying, some people were like seriously shaken up, some people like after a while, I just started using humor about it because I was just like, that's the only way I can deal with it is like just think of Kool-Aid Man busting through. You know, but I mean, it's the event of the week.
It's the event of the week.
So there'll be there's a hurricane coming.
Yeah, there's a hurricane.
Yeah, there's
coming
a hurricane
weekend,
coming
so
through.
I mean, like, all right. So back to what I was saying, Brian. Since you're closer, and I feel like I wasn't really able to communicate really much with anyone down there because phone lines were just non-existent at this point. I was wondering what's going on. Not really many people have gotten back to me. I don't even know if my texts have gotten through to them. I tried calling but not answering. I understand if they're busy,
dun, dun,
but like
dun.
You, I mean, like you had a chance to go around, or you at least, what was the word on the street that you could see from your
word on the street?
Like, did anyone like try to contact you?
I mean,
Tracy
yeah,
was
well,
like,
mom,
oh my God, you know what I mean?
Of course, my mom texted me, are you okay?
Where was your mom? Okay.
She's in Norfolk, so.
So that's a little bit further.
Well, they said they felt
it.
Yeah, they felt it in Norfolk.
Because
they felt
it
in New York.
They felt it in like South Carolina,
yeah,
no, or New York.
Dude, they felt it in Chicago.
It's all over the East Coast.
That's what I heard. I'm so disappointed that I didn't feel anything.
Yeah, you're,
I know.
You don't
feel
mad
just,
that you're numb to all of this, Brian.
But on one end of things, like, I'm actually really glad that I felt it, because for me, I feel like it was like a minor wake-up call. Because, you know, I always try to be prepared for these things and keep my sneakers in my car and all that. But it's like, it's a minor wake-up call to just be like, hey, if anything really bad happens, we're effed. Because I heard that traffic in D.C. got really bad afterwards. Eventually, it cleared up after a few hours. But, right. Like, traffic, everyone just wanted to jet home and, like, check to see if, like, all their precious valuables were okay on their walls or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I gotta get home. I don't know if my mirror broke. You know, like, it's like, but it's like, I felt like, in all honesty, like, maybe it was the media trying to get more ratings or whatever and, like, really milk the story.
Or just to have something to do.
But, yeah. You know
what I mean? That's what we talk about.
You know. I mean, there were a few incidents that happened, but at the same time, I don't know of anyone that died. I haven't checked in, but like it wasn't like a huge travesty. You know, it wasn't as bad as it could be.
Did any buildings even go down or anything?
I heard somebody on Twitter.
A window broke or anything?
Well, yeah.
I mean.
Well, somebody on Twitter said that they heard from their mom. It's actually Drew. He heard from his mom that a rooftop pool that was above a Best Buy fell down.
A rooftop pool.
So like, yeah, no, so now there's like a rooftop pool whose water is like going into a Best
Leaking
Buy
into
apparently.
A Best Buy.
What
is that
hell is somebody
true?
Doing
Did
with a rooftop
verify
pool?
That?
Well, you know, that's how
I mean,
in
it's,
DC, you know what I mean?
That's just what they do in
that's
DC.
That's what they have. They have rooftop pools.
I feel
in
like
DC.
It's a legitimate tweeter, so I know like I know that I would think that it's a credible source, but I haven't like looked into it.
I mean, it was pretty it is pretty interesting. Like, you know, a few people on, like, I was able to contact people through, like, Twitter or Facebook. Of course, the people, like, even when I contacted Sanjay Dutt, he was, like, saying, like, you know, I've been through earthquakes, you know, this, I went to Japan, they have that shit, like, all the time and stuff like that. I understand how they'll downplay it to a certain aspect, but at the same time, it's a freaking earthquake, man.
Well, our area has never experienced this type of thing. And then when you look at, like, the Japan earthquake and tsunami, it's almost like, this is a joke. It's like, really? This is nothing compared to, like, what those people went through, and then here we're just like, oh my god, my picture frame moved, you know.
That was one. That was one of the photos that was circulating. Was like, there's an image of like a bunch of like plastic lawn chairs, like a plastic like, you know, whatever plastic setup outside, right. And then one chair is knocked over,
one chair fell,
and they have like the DC earthquake destruction. Nice. But still, I had a pretty vicious reaction to that. My comics are up on a shelf. Mm-hmm. Freaking two flights of those fell down onto other comics, just like hurting them. That was a heartbreak.
In defense of that, I haven't seen the incident besides a photo that you tweeted. So I haven't seen it in real life. But in defense of that, I will say that your shelves pretty much seemed unstable.
I would have to completely disagree with you on that one. I would say that,
how
like,
so?
That's my shelves. Why would I put it on something that's not safe?
They're already, like, angled, like, going, like, a U underneath because the weight was heavy from the
I would have to disagree again with that with that claim. I would say it took an earthquake to knock it down.
Right.
5.9.
Because really, the piece that broke it off was a shake. You know what I mean? It collapsed one side of it, like the one edge.
But what I'm saying is that how legitimate is that bookshelf if a little shake can destroy it?
Well, it's just a hanging bookshelf.
Yeah. Well, it must not have been as secure. I just think I personally don't think your bookshelf was super secure to begin with.
Wrong again, Carolyn.
Okay, I might be wrong. That's just how I feel about it.
So, but in your inclination, a wind would have blown it down.
No, not a wind, but like...
like a nice sneeze.
The earthquake was not a sneeze.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a difference there. But it was completely safe until the earthquake... Until earthquake came and said, enough of this. And took it down.
Enough.
Well, how come, was that the only destruction in your house, or was there
no,
more?
No, like, the other, anything that was basically on a wall, like, would be readjusted, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Did anything fall on the floor?
Yes, a lot of stuff fell on the floor.
Like what?
Stuff on tables fell on the floor. Stuff that was on all these desks fell on the floor.
See, for me,
I sense that you're trying to downplay the destruction that happened in my quarters here.
Jeff's house got destroyed.
It didn't get destroyed, but I'm saying
anything
like,
that was on a wall was tilted.
Well, the main thing is this: the point that I'm trying to get. It doesn't matter what fell on the ground. Well, I mean, it does matter what you know. I mean, but there's certain things in my life that I do not want to have destroyed or messed up unless it was by my hands.
And that is
my comics.
Oh, yeah.
Anything.
I agree with that.
And to have two shelves of really high stacked comics come crashing down into another.
It was too heavy.
Incorrect again.
It was a giant stack.
It would, if that was a problem.
Yeah, but how long has that stack been there?
That stack has
forever,
been there
forever.
Over 15 years.
So there you go.
I haven't touched that stack in forever. If they were going to fall, they would have fallen already.
Okay, that's a valid point.
No. It is a final point.
That is that.
Point, game.
Set match.
Yeah, whatever this is.
You just want to try to beat me.
But what I'm trying to say is that out of all the things that had to have fallen, those books had to fall onto other comic books
that were fine.
And screw them up.
So how much of them were really messed up?
I don't know.
So now you gotta go and get them all.
I don't even want to look. I had them
Is
all.
Is it really that bad?
Well,
I just haven't seen it in person. I just know that your shelf was kind of like making a U shape because of the weight.
But you're, you know, I don't remember you getting a PhD. In the structure of all things.
The structure of all things. Excuse me, I have a doctorate in that.
It's all right. That school is not real. But what I'm trying to say is, like, really, God, really, God, out of all the things that have to get messed up in this earthquake, and also, like, behind me, like, a baby Jesus, like, fell on his head, like, popped off.
Nice. The house fell off?
Yes.
The one thing that got
destroyed. Don't point at me.
Because I got
comics
excited.
And baby Jesus. Why?
The one thing that got destroyed in the office was the associate creative director that sits right next to me.
He got destroyed.
That's what I was thinking. He got destroyed.
Oh, man. My comics still top that. No one fucks with my comics, ladies and gentlemen.
No, but there's something that he won. He won, like, fantasy football.
He won Dunder Mifflin. What's it called? He won the Toonies.
A Dundee. He seriously won last year a Dundee of, like, it's a bobblehead doll. From, like, fantasy football, like, Yahoo League, because he won. And, like, when we came back, it was knocked over, and the head broke off, and his arm broke off. And I had to laugh about it, but it actually makes me sad.
Apparently it does not. Apparently you have the opposite reaction towards what you're saying.
The one person that was jealous that he won, I was saying how sad I was like, that's really actually makes me sad. And then the other guy that was like jealous that our associate creative director won that, he was like, I'm not sad about that at all. He was like, I was like, basically he was always jealous of that the other person won it. So all he was like, good that got damaged.
Did I tell you, Joe?
No, you didn't, man.
Did I not tell you?
Not tell
me
at all.
I'm about to tell you.
Tell me what's up.
Don't point at me like that.
I'm pointing.
Don't do that to me.
I tell you, we won the 48-hour film festival.
Well, first you got to tell people that you're.
Hey, we won the 48-hour film festival.
I was like, what? You won?
Yeah, you got to tell people what the 48-hour. You got to build up to the. Well,
what is the story?
You can't just jump right into it.
That's just how I do it.
So basically, there's this. So,
I mean, most people know what 48-hour film festival.
Well, for people who don't know, who are outside of this, Brian and I are filmmakers and we work in film production. Da 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 da. I don't really do a lot of contests, but Brian, in this instance, you've done how many 48-hour film festivals? Were you taking part?
Well, the first one, I just kind of came in on the latter end and just helped out with the production side. And this, like, time, I did the whole thing, creative, writing, doing the whole.
So, in short, you know, 48, if you were to just sum up the 48-hour film festival, people don't know.
Okay, you make a movie in 48 hours. There you go, people.
Well, you get like the,
you have to write, direct,
you're given like
shoot,
a concept,
edit.
Though, or something, right?
Well, you're given a tagline, you're given a character, you're given a prop, and then you're given a genre. And then from that, you have to make a film in 48 hours.
And what I remember specifically was that this was like a quite challenging like production this year, though, right? Because you're part of the creative process, and a lot of cooks in the kitchen, that usually sort of happens.
A lot of cooks in the kitchen, that happens. I mean, when you have 10, 12 people trying to write together, it's just... You know, and you're trying to do comedy, so everybody just wants to do
And everyone
bits.
thinks every, everyone thinks.